Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, I am thrilled to have my friend and mentor, Mr. James Wedmore, joining us. And if you don't know James, he is the founder of Business by Design. And I came across him years and years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago. He had something called 48-Hour Film School. And he really got his start online teaching people how to do videos and specifically upload them to YouTube before there was all the zillions of options we have today. And that's where I found him. And I can tell some of my backstory and the funny way of which he helped me indirectly get on Good Morning America some other time. But I wanted to share with you an excerpt from one of his episodes of his podcast, his very popular podcast, Mind Your Business. And I'll make sure the links to all these things are in the show notes for you. But what he does, what he excels at, and what I lean on him for, what I go to him for, what I pay attention to him for, is the processes and the systems and the automation and the scaling and the outsourcing. He is so good at that stuff. So as I've been fumbling and bumbling my way through my business and just creating stuff, I am more concerned about the wow than the how most of the time. I'm like, wow, this is a cool thing. Let's go do it. And I start doing it. And yes, I have a strategy and a purpose behind why I'm doing it, but I'm not very good or haven't been very good at documenting the processes and making it replicatable and duplicatable and finding ways to outsource it or automate it. And that's where James comes in. So in this episode, he's going to share with you 10 things that you could be doing right now that you should be doing right now in your business. Even if you're a solopreneur, even if you're just getting started, you should give some thought to these things, because if you put these things in now when you're just getting started, it'll make it so much easier when you want to scale and grow later. And that's frankly where I find some of the growing pains in my business. Is I want to scale and go bigger and help more people unleash their awesome. I have these pain points or these sticky points where I don't have a process or an automation or a system figured out. And that's when I circle back to James and get some of his advice. So without further ado, let me turn it over to my buddy James Wedmore. And I guess I do have further ado. Is that even a way to say that? I want to let you know that James actually has a video series called Rise of the Digital CEO, and that's coming out. If you happen to be listening to this episode when it was released in June, mid-June of 2020, he has a free video series where he's going to teach you some of these things and go more in-depth in these. It's called Rise of the Digital CEO. You can find it at gambrill.com/digitalceo, all one word. I'll put that in the show notes for you so you can find it as well. But if you want to go with a deeper dive after James shares his top 10 things here, I would highly, highly, highly recommend you go check out that video series. It's awesome. Okay, now I don't have any more ado. So without further ado, here is James Wedmore with his top 10 things you should be putting in place in your business today.
So what I'm doing here in this episode is quickly going to list 10 low-hanging fruit, no-brainer systems or processes that you can put to place in your business ahora. That's Spanish for right now, because the more structure you put in your business, the more freedom you get back in your life, even if it's more freedom to do more of the work of the kind of work that you want to do. So we're going to go over these 10. I'm not going to give the system. I'm not going to give the process. I'm going to tell you what the process is, and then you can go create it, or you can join Business by Design where we just give you the processes. Hey, look at that, right? Here are the processes. Number one. Oh, so good. You need a process for creating processes. Hello? Because can you imagine when someone else on your team is creating this, like on my team? Like my team presents at our events and our masterminds because they go do awesome stuff in our business. And then I'm like, hey, you just did something really cool. Can you create a process on that? And they're like, yep. And then can you go present that to our members? Yep. That's really awesome. But we have a process for creating processes. So I want to give a shout out to a piece of software that we absolutely love. It's called Process Street. Process.st. We'll link that up in the show notes for you. It's the most simplistic way to document your processes. We absolutely friggin' love it. for so many reasons that I'm not going to go into because it's not necessarily like a sales pitch for Process Street, but we recommend, hey, I'm a fan. So that's the first one you need, a process for creating processes. So they all follow the same way. So you don't have to be creating the process. James, I don't want to create all these processes. Fantastic. Create a process for it. And I'm going to tell you the most simple way. You or someone on your team documents the thing that you're going to do in a video. And then you get a virtual assistant over at onlinejobs.ph to watch that video and take step-by-step screenshots of that video and put it into Process Street. Boom! There's your process. All right, let's go on to the second one. You need a process, process number two, for sending out email broadcasts. What I look at first and foremost are what are the repetitive tasks that we do over and over. By the way, do I sound like a different person with my voice? It's like, who is this guy that's on James's podcast? It doesn't sound anything like him. It's James. Something's wrong with my voice. It's okay. I'll be better soon. Process number two. I'm looking for processes of what are the repetitive tasks that we do over and over again. Like, I'm going to do it again next week, and I'm going to do it the week after that. That's the first place to go, and you'll notice that most of our processes that I'm sharing with you go there. So you need a process. I mean, you don't need to do anything, but if you'd like more freedom and life back and not do the things that don't make you money that need to still be done, you know, they don't need to be done by you, it would be nice to have a process so that when you write an email to like your audience, your customers, your subscribers, that you just like put it in a Google Doc and then someone, even a virtual assistant in the Philippines for $3 an hour, can go take that Google Doc, bing, 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 and send it out as a broadcast. Because when you start to look, when you send out that email, or maybe you're like, oh, I don't send out emails anymore. Why not? I just don't really have the time. Well, there's why, because it takes too much time to send it out. And look, if you are doing it, notice how much time it takes. Time yourself, even if it's 25 minutes. That's 25 minutes of your precious life force, your brain power, your juice gone. You can't get that back. So that's number two. Process number three is the top 10 customer support tickets. You want to look at what are the most common responses or inquiries that come into your customer support. Like, I lost my password, refund, something's broken, I lost my access, you know, like the most common ones. And you want to have a canned response and or a process that gets attached to that. For example, if someone wants to cancel their membership, let's say you have a membership, do you have a process in place of all the steps that need to happen so someone on your customer support team can cancel their membership? Or you have to do this every single time? Have you ever considered the fact that you're not at the level that you want because you're still doing these things yourself? If you're spending 90% of your day doing the activities that don't make you money, how are you expected to make any? Pretty sound logic to me, right? Okay. Process, we're on number five. Oh, I love this. This is so simple. You want a process for file storage and file management. We have a couple of resources that we use. The first one is Dropbox. I've loved Dropbox. I'm not loving Dropbox right now. They've been doing some weird stuff. Is anyone else feeling that way? I don't know. It gets more, like, the more robust it becomes, the more confusing it becomes to me. And I don't know, maybe it's my old age. Anyway, you want a really simple process for Dropbox. Like, can you have less than 10 folders, subfolders in your main Dropbox? Like, here's our courses. Here's our, I don't know, what else do you need? Like, our videos, our replays, whatever. And have these folders and then like nothing else outside of that. And then every file goes into one of those folders. Anytime someone has a file on your team or you put a file, it always goes in there and they always know to go into one of these spots. I cannot tell you how much time gets wasted when people are running around looking for that one stupid file that they can't find. Guys, you don't get your time back. Now, my dad told me this long ago, time is money. Now, time's an illusion. Time is lack. The idea that there's a lack, you know, it's an illusion that there's lack. But at the same time, you're losing opportunities of being in the time and energy of making money that you don't get back. So in a sense, yeah, time is money. I like that. So how much time is being wasted there? Okay, process number six, a course or content creation process. This is so good. I didn't even talk about other stuff. Like, we use Drive and Monday.com for our files stuff. Drive for emails. When we do email like all our email stuff, all our copy goes into Drive. Monday is more of our project management, but some file sharing goes on through there. Okay, process number six is a paid content or course creation process. Let's say you have a membership and every month you create a PDF. There should be an absolutely detailed, documented process on all the steps from idea to outline to all the phases of getting it, you know, whatever the phases are, to creating the content, to getting it formatted, to getting it published, to getting it uploaded. Where does that content get stored? How does it get uploaded? Process for all of that. Okay, that's number six. Process number seven, if you have a platform like a podcast, or maybe a YouTube channel or something else, there should be a process of all the steps or phases involved with that. We have a process for how we do this podcast. It starts with a process with me of coming up with notes, ideas, concepts. Then it goes into an outline. And then there's an actual record phase. And there's a process in that recording phase. Like, okay, my equipment's set up. I'm using this software, blah, blah, blah. And then where do you store those files? And then how do they get edited? And then how do they get uploaded? There's an entire process here. And it today, you know, there's multiple people. There's Diana. Shout out to Diana, who manages the podcast, taking the podcast to a whole nother level. By the way, we just had our highest download day last week, which was preceded by the highest download day we had the week before. Anyway, so thanks, Diana, our podcast editor, Matt with Pod Assist. You know, there's a team of people, so we absolutely need that, right? Let's go into a couple others, shall we? Process number eight is a new hire onboarding process. As soon as you get that first person on, there's like stuff that they need to go through, like introducing them to what you are, what you do, who you are, all that type of stuff, to how to work with you. Like, they should be introduced to some of the process. Hey, we use monday.com, we use Process Street, you know, an entire onboarding thing. We actually use a Kajabi course for our new team members, and they have to watch all the videos in that course. How cool is that? One of the first videos is Jilly interviewed me about who I am and my whole life and business journey. What a great idea. I know, right? All right. That's process number eight, a new hire onboarding process. Process number nine is a content repurposing process. So you do that Facebook Live, you do that podcast, you do that coaching call for your clients. How can we repurpose that existing content? Put it out on the Instagrams, put it out on the YouTubes, put it out on Facebook video, run some ads to it. How can we repurpose that content? Create a process for that, hand it off to somebody else. Bada bing, bada boom, right? Process number 10, this is one that I found myself very time consuming, so I'm glad we created a process for it. We do a lot of coaching calls. I got my coaching clients out there, Next Level. I got my masterminds. I got two masterminds. We got BBD calls. I'm doing a lot of calls. I'm doing a lot of coaching right now. And we do replays with those calls. So having a process for coaching calls and replays, like, who's recording it? How is it being recorded? Where's it being stored? Where's it being uploaded? We even created a process, which is so cool, where somebody goes through the replay and then makes time codes and notes. So all of our members can say, ooh, in 15 minutes, James talks about the 10 processes, blah, 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 right? Really cool. So I just shared with you really fast 10 low-hanging fruit processes that you can put into place in your business as soon as you have one hire. Even if you don't yet, to kind of think through this and how you can improve these processes is going to be really beneficial to you. Imagine how much time it would take me if I did this all myself. If I'm sending out my emails myself, if I'm answering customer support myself. Oh, I totally skipped one. Gosh, I feel like a dummy today, guys. I really apologize. You probably were like, you skipped number four. Did anybody notice that? You get a prize if you do. Process number four, is a testimonial and case study collection process. Do you have a process in place where someone is gathering all the testimonials and feedback and results that come in from your clients and students and organizing it in a single place? I want to give a shout out to Mr. Stu McLaren, who's got a fantastic piece of software called Fill Your Funnel. I think you could still get it for free. You're going to have to Google it. I think it's fillyourfunnel.io or .com or something like that. And basically, when people in your members only Facebook group say, I just like got all these amazing results, this little plugin, like Chrome extension, will take a screen grab of that whole thing and put them into, organize them into a online folder. So really cool. So that's how we're doing it right now. So that was process number four. But could you imagine if I was trying to do these all myself? I'd be working way longer. So the more structure that you put into your business, the more freedom you're going to get back in your life. The question you really got to ask yourself is, how much freedom would you like? How much of your day would you like back to spend with your family? Or you know what? Like, spend more time like doing the things that are in your genius zone. I'm all about that. You could still work 12-hour days right now if that's what you want. But the point I'm trying to make in 278 episodes is that you choose to work 12-hour days, not have to, because you got to do all these things that you don't like doing, and the business doesn't grow when you do them. You could spend 12 hours selling, coaching, getting in front of people. That's fine. Or you could work less. That's why we call it business by design.
Yo, it's Dave again. Did I tell you James is a brilliant dude or what? Now you see why I lean on him for systems and processes. So I know he mentioned a ton of stuff. I put the links to those things in the show notes. And there's a couple things that I use that are a little different in terms of processes and project management and things like that. A lot of it is personal preference as to, you know, just the things you like. So make sure you go try some of these things out. Always do your own due diligence. He talked about using Monday for his project management. I like Trello. I also use Trello for some of my processes and things like that. So again, just figure out the thing that works for you. But I put links to all of that stuff in the show notes, as well as a link to his Rise of the Digital CEO series, video series that he has starting today, June 15th. If you just go to gamble.com/digitalCEO, you can get access to it. He's got a workbook and he's got all kinds of other stuff. So if you like this episode, you're going to love the deeper dive that he does in this video series. So make sure you go check it out. And until next time, go unleash your awesome on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.